most of these people that you've mentioned that you spent time with were also really heavily involved on the skiers. You spent, yes, a lot of time on the mountain. I know you said that you weren't a real skier.
No, I wasn't at the real downhill. I loved cross country and snowshoeing, but I never liked the downhill.
And how about George? Was he a skier?
Oh, he loved skiing.
So did,
yes,
he go up and ski with the group up on the mountain?
Yes, absolutely.
How would you describe that culture, the ski culture at the time then, through his experience and socially?
You can say more than that, because I really was, I like to go up to this Stubel and have lunch with them when they all came down midday, but I don't, well, they really, everybody, particularly they used to go up really early in the morning before the tourists got here, got up there, and like Peter Wall, and they just had a couple of runs, and then that was it.
It was a lot less, certainly less commercial.
Yes.
You know,
but Sundays we would have lunch. Even I would go in and had to come down.
At the Octagon.
Yes, but it was worthwhile because there everybody met and it was so beautiful and cozy. And there was quite a bit of social life involved with this feeling.
Especially now you bring in the week, the people that lived in Philadelphia and Boston, mm-hmm, that came up to ski on the weekends.
Like, yeah, the Franks.
Like, yes, the Franks, right?
The Witherows,
a big Philadelphia group of the Witherows.
The Witherows, and of course, Jane Robeson, and they lived in Armonk. They were a very good friend of ours, too.
Did you dine at the lodge very often?
Not
Ivor
too
Petrunk.
Often. We did.
Do you have Ivor's name?
I know the name, and it came up during some of our earlier
He was
talks.
Also a friend of ours, and we used to go up there, and he was a great party boy. And Toby and Barry Reed, you probably didn't hear of them, but they were very much part of the mountain group. That is where I met... When we met the Watsons and that group were the mountain people, mountain.
They all lived along Spruce Peak. Not they all, but there was a pretty good group of people. Jay Negley Cook, mm-hmm, and Nancy Cook, which she was a wonderful competitive skier in her day. And,
yeah,
and the Robesons lived there, mm-hmm, and the Watsons and et cetera on that road that went. Now, I don't know, it's probably a ski trail. But
I think they tore all those houses down with the new construction.
And Pat...
Larson.
Larson, the Larsons that live behind, yes, Spruce, one little house in there.